Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Well, welcome back to the DL Link Show. This is a major, wonderful, fabulous debrief. Going back to the Three C's dinner from last week, which was, you know, nothing less than extraordinary. The production was magnificent. And our next guest sang in that song that you heard just before the ad break, What the World Needs Now. And it's actually, it's a part of the Song to the World. If you want to go onto YouTube, the channel is called Song to the World. And it aims to do more recordings like the one you heard, but with global participation, and tributing different artists who wrote and sang about peace and love and unity, which is what we need, right? The world needs love. It was written by Bert Bacharach and Hal David, and it was originally sung by Jackie DeShannon, but to have these extraordinary Jewish South African artists singing it was amazing. So you heard the voices of Adam Davis, Dean Cantor, Gina Schmuckler, Jonathan Burren, Lance Marin, Laurie Strauss, Naomi Benjamin, Peter Berman, RJ Benjamin, Sharon Spiegel, Wagner, and of course the wonderful Yael Benjamin, who is joining us today. So I found that pretty, pretty special. So Yael, welcome and thank you for joining us.
Hi, thanks so much for having me. Thanks so much for having us on the show today.
Such a pleasure. And honestly, what a beautiful song and what an amazing collaboration. Was it as wonderful behind the scenes as it looked in the video?
It was even more wonderful because when we initiated, myself and Dean Cantor initiated the project, and we just sort of left it as an open invitation to anyone in the industry who we knew that might be interested to perform with us. And whoever was available kind of went in the studio on their own and recorded on their own. And then we used the most wonderful sound engineer, Dan Selsick, who arranged the track for us, arranged the music for us, organized all the musicians for us, because we actually had live musicians as well. And then he edited and engineered the whole production. And it was just amazing how we allowed it to have a very organic feel because all of us perform in different ways. And so he then sat with everything and found the best lines and put it all together. And then we just came in together for one day to do harmonies and chorus work. And that's it. So it was fantastic.
Beautiful, beautiful. So, I mean, you like to put really extraordinary things together, quite clearly, Yael. And you teamed up with Shayna, and Shayna's with us as well, Shayna Krause. Welcome, Shayna. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. It's such an honor to be here.
It's great to hear you. We can't hear you that well. I think Craig's going to maybe just fix the microphone so we can hear you a little bit better. And as I was saying, Shayna, I mean, just based on this collaboration that Yael was involved in a year ago, she clearly loves to do extraordinary things, and I'm pretty sure you do too. So what an extraordinary event, Shayna, last week was. Really, congratulations to all of you and those involved. It really, really was stunning. So tell us how you got involved, your association with the DL Link, and Jan, how you became the producer of the evening.
So a few years ago, my husband actually had cancer, and that was our first association with the DL Link. They were absolutely incredible. They offered so much assistance during that time to us. And so when Michelle and Terry approached me, it felt just like the right thing to do and something very exciting to be a part of. And then as the project evolved, it just became more and more meaningful and really an incredible journey. And I couldn't have thought of a better person to help me along the journey than Yael, because she is just a very special, empathetic person. And we work very well together, and it just seemed like it was really a good team to have to move forward. And the kids came on board, the doctors came on board, and it really was a wonderful collaboration.
But you two have worked together before, right?
Yes, we have. We did a school production a few years ago, and Yael's one of my favorite people.
that definitely helps.
You're one of mine, Shay.
Thank you.
So the theme was beautiful, and it was so uplifting, and it was about life, and it was about light and being light and everything that goes with it, and especially during a pretty dark time globally, and also with, you know, dealing with the subject and dealing with life and loss. So how, Shayna and Yael, and Shayna, you can maybe ask first, how did you approach the evening? How did you, did the two of you collaborate and say, we want to focus on this or that? Was it a collaboration? You know, did you discuss it with the DL Link? How did you come up with this, yeah, this pretty amazing theme?
So initially I met with Michelle and Terry, and they were actually very clear about what they wanted to achieve for the evening. And I think the overall feeling that we really wanted to put out into the world was a sense of upliftment, a sense of inspiration. And so they actually came with an idea of who they wanted in the show, in terms of the children performers, because they obviously had all of these connections through the work that they do. And then it was just this beautiful collaboration of finding the pieces of the puzzle that we were going to put together. And that was really a very wonderful, joyous experience, because all the songs that we chose were incredibly meaningful, and every single one of them had this message that we wanted to carry through, so that when people would watch the show, they would first of all sense the incredible resilience that these children have, and anyone actually who is traveling this cancer journey, and also that there was this tremendous sense of hope and positivity that we wanted to come through. And, you know, when you meet these children, that they embody that. That is who they are. From our first rehearsal, when everyone was very shy and a little bit uncomfortable in the space, to when you saw them come alive on the show, they just built these incredible connections. And I think that they really just completely embodied that sense of, we've got this, we can do anything. And that is who they all are. It was really a tremendous privilege to work with them and bring it to life.
What was so interesting was that they didn't know one another before, which I found so hard to believe because of how they performed on stage. So Yael, this must have been quite a challenge, because it's the Three C's dinner, you've got corporates who have come on board, it's quite an elegant evening, and you're dealing with young people who haven't had experience, and so you don't want to just slap something together. You want it to be in line with this professional, amazing evening, and make it a comfortable evening as well. So you're dealing with, you know, a whole lot of kids with no experience. Did you feel the pressure? Did you think, how am I going to pull this one off?
I didn't really. I feel that I've always worked with children. I've worked often with people that have had no experience, and I've always worked with the natural elements that I'm given in the people I'm working with. And often you find that if you just listen and are just a bit conscious to each one, you can find what is needed to bring them out and make them present in that space. And once they were comfortable with me and they saw that it was actually just be yourself sort of environment, and we could get the best out of them from that perspective, we managed to work well. And then I just gave them some coaching and some tips on improvements and certain techniques that each specific one needed to reach the goals that they were hoping to achieve through their performances and being part of the show. And I think one of the most important elements when you're working with anyone, both professionals and non-professionals, is to build a relationship of trust and connection. And Shayna and I have a natural connection with each other from when we first met and in the times that we've worked together. I think that the DL Link promotes that kind of connection. And so I think we created a really safe environment for everybody to be themselves and come out and connect. And when they could build that trust, then they were able to grow and shine, which is really when you have a sense of your body, heart, voice connection, and you can grow and shine, then it all comes together.
Beautifully. And how long did you have to rehearse? When did you start?
It's never long enough. We started, I can't even remember, Shana, was it like November last, end of last year. November. And then we all were away over the holidays, of course. And then when we came back, we just committed for a couple of weeks, mostly on the weekend, maybe once or twice during the week. And we just got it done.
Yeah. And when you first brought them all together, I mean, Shana, you said, you know, they didn't know each other. You've got kids from all walks of life. If you had to look at how they were, I'll ask you, Shana, if you had to look at these beautiful young children who came in November when you started and walked off stage last week, what do you think? And it's, I mean, it's your perception of it, obviously, but what do you think this experience gave them, bearing in mind the journey that each and every one of them have been on?
Well, it's such an interesting question, because these children all already came in with incredible reserves of strength that they've drawn on before. And I think that this was really about seeing them and then harnessing that strength and allowing it to come out of them so that it could affect people around them. And, you know, each one of them has traveled a different journey. I think this gave them a space where they felt like they were coming home. That was the impression that I got once they got to know each other a little bit. And they had amazing times of connection. I mean, Jonathan Byrne was amazing. He let us all come into his studio for a day, and they got to record together in the recording studio. Within the rehearsal space, the DL Link is just so incredible of how they think of everything. So they made sure that there were meals for the kids. Terry was like, I'm going to go get them sweets. And I think that the whole space was so incredibly positive and uplifting. And so it couldn't help but be that for them. Even the day that, you know, the sponsors that dressed them, it was Kappa, they got their Kappa clothes. It was just phenomenal to watch them. It was like opening presents, all the shoe boxes and the caps and the shirts. And it just was an environment that nurtured connection. But these are children who already have had to do that in so many different facets of their life. And so it was something that I think came actually naturally to them. But then to find that they had so much in common and so much space to make for each other was really special to see. I feel like we've become a family in a very short space of time, and I feel like we all fully invested in each other's journey moving forward because of the connections that we made.
And I love what you say. It felt like a coming home. And this is what I said last week. I mean, I've been doing this show for years now. So I followed the journey of Hannah. I've had Hannah on the show before, talking about her experience, facing her treatment every single day, not wanting to be sedated in an environment that would, you know, cause anxiety for a lot of people, but rather to so mindfully breathe and move through the healing. Sharice's parents, that journey. And, you know, just I'm saying because I've had them both on, and then the extension with these other amazing kids. And it did feel like, I mean, to see Sharice standing there with this long, beautiful hair when, you know, when we interviewed her parents, she had no hair. And it did feel like a coming home. It was just like this full circle of these beautiful young people celebrating life, and it was so wonderfully captured. So well done to both of you for putting that together. It was really just really stunning. Yael, working with the doctors, Lana was talking about this experience of how amazing it was. What was that like, bringing them together? And I'm sure a very different experience than, you know, working with the kids, or not really?
Yes, totally different, because they can all sing, and they know that they can sing, and they were comfortable to sing, and they also all know each other. So it wasn't, you know, strangers meeting for the first time. And once again, I just allowed it to be a very natural free space. I sort of said to them, let's just sing the songs through and go naturally where your voice goes. So if you prefer to harmonize a line. I want to hear the harmony. Let me hear if you prefer to sing a higher part or a lower part. And it just kind of, we just allowed it to mold its own way based on, once again, what we are given. And it was easier from the perspective of that they all know how to sing and can sing. And it was really just a matter of timing stuff. And I think Lana said where we're going to put an emphasis, or if we're going to sustain a note or come off at the same time, etc., etc. So it was more technical work like that, as opposed to technical work about how to sing.
And who did the choreography?
It was a collaboration between the two of us. It kind of just evolved in rehearsal. And the kids, we had Shannon Walpe was one of the dancers who came in, and Livia Ferrer and Dina Katz. They're three in their own right, very talented dancers. And so during rehearsal times, they were definitely bringing all their experience and passion to the space, and just helping the kids to get a little bit free in their bodies and, you know, be open to actually trying something new, because for some of them it was a first time of dancing on stage. And I think they really did a phenomenal job of just making it a space where everybody felt safe enough to try something that was a little bit out of their comfort zone.
Mm. Literally everybody embraced whatever was asked of them.
Wow. Just sounds like a really, really special time you all spent together. So, I mean, you say that you've connected and, you know, moving forward, you're going to stay connected. But there must be this sense of, wow, after the show, working together all this time together, especially for the kids. Now what?
It's an interesting question. I think, I know Shannon said at one point that he hasn't danced for a long time, and this reminded him how much he loves to dance. So I hope within their own personal spaces, they will find opportunities, because they're all so talented, to really harness this ability that they've all discovered within themselves. And I think that, you know, moving forward, they've now become affiliated to the DL Link. And I think that there might be opportunities just in terms of getting involved in the organization and maybe looking at how they can bring those talents in to the space to help and uplift other people. I think that would be a really nice idea to explore.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Shana. I wanted to ask you, Yael, because we've been talking about the work that you've been doing, but you released this amazing album. Maybe we can just, you know, speak to that and what that journey has been like for you.
So the album I recorded actually wasn't my first album, but my first album was pre-digital time, so it's not really available. So this was really my first out there album, and I just had such an amazing opportunity of working with some of the top musicians in South Africa. Most albums today are pre-recorded sounds or sound libraries, whereas I was so privileged and honored to have a full complement of live musicians across all the genres of instruments, which was amazing. And Brian Schimmel was my arranger, and Brian Schimmel was my arranger, and my sound engineer was the absolutely magnificent John Lindemann, double Grammy Award winning sound engineer. So working with him was an absolute treat. Yes, and the producer of the album was Richard Loring. So you know, his expertise and knowledge and the relationship I built with that whole team was really, really special. My vocal repertoire sort of crosses quite a few boundaries, and I wanted my album to reflect that. So it's not very classical, the album, although there are foreign languages, and part of it has a classical feel because that's my voice, but it's very much light music, pop crossover album with a classical sound. And then I work a lot with the Soweto spiritual singers, because I wanted my album to also reflect who I am. So a white South African with a very rich African choir backing me was, you know, just gave a very unique sound. So that, yeah, that's the album. And it's, I loved working and pushing the boundaries on my own repertoire with songs that perhaps I wouldn't normally sing, or Think to Sing, and that came with from Brian Schimmel and Richard and John, who all collaborated with me to find the right songs for the album, and it was just a wonderful experience.
Fantastic. Well, we gave our audience a little bit of a taste of your voice with a whole lot of other people. So we're just going to play another song, if that's okay with you, from your album, just so people can really get to hear the magnificent voice that you have.
Thank you.
Day.